The Magna Carta by James Doherty. Copyright 1956 by James Doherty. This unabridged recording of the reading of the Magna Carta was published by arrangement with the James Doherty Archive and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audio Books, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is read by Geoffrey Howard. This book is 169 pages long. The Magna Carta by James Doherty. Prologue. The Magic Island. There is in the North Atlantic a certain fair island called Britain. It was once a part of Europe, till an encircling sea 9,000 years ago angrily bit through the connecting lowlands and rushed through a channel, which is so narrow that at certain times and places when the air is clear, one can see from shore to shore. The sea that mourns and crashes on its coasts has cast its spell over the land and its history. Across its moors and forests, the sea mist drifts greyly, shrouding strange shapes in vagueness and wonder. Oak and beech, springing from the damp earth, covered the island with noble green forests where the nightingale sings. Placid rivers wind through flower-strewn meadows gently to the sea. Briefly, the sun shines through the misty air, touching the hills and the drifting cloud-rack with gold. Then again the fog rolls in, veiling the dripping forests and the lush green land with mystery and awe. Before the time of recorded history, the Druid priests raised great stones in a mystic circle to the sun and stars on lonely moors.